In the central highlands of Kenya, there grew a mugumo tree, a tall wild fig with bark as gray and gnarled as an elephant's hide. Nearby was a stream that bubbled up straight from the earth, and that's where, in 1947, 7-year-old Wangari Muta sat under the enormous leaves of an arrowroot plant and gazed into the waters at the reflection of her favorite tree. Wangari scooped a delicious drink of cool water to her mouth with her hands. Satisfied, she looked up to where the great mugumo's branches unfurled across the sky. She remembered the first time her mother had brought her here. "Do you see this tree, Wangari?" her mother had said, shifting a basket to her hip and smoothing back the bright red scarf around her hair. "You must never take anything away from it, not even the dry wood for a fire."
"Why, Maitu?"
"The mugumo isn't a tree for people. It's a tree of God. We don't use it, we don't cut it, we don't burn it. They live for as long as they can, and when they are old enough, they fall down on their own." Wangari had marveled, as she always did, at all the things her mother, Wanjiru, knew about the way the world worked. Looking back at the bottom of the shallow stream, she saw sparkling beads of black, white, and brown. They were smooth and perfect, just like the beads her grandmother wore. If she could pick them up, she thought maybe she could string them together into a necklace. She reached her hand into the water ever so gently, but as soon as the beads touched her skin, they broke apart.
"What happened to them?"
she wondered, and not for the first time. She'd seen this before and was always surprised. Wangari knew that in a few weeks, the rest of the beads would be gone too. Instead, she'd see tiny tadpoles that would dart from her hands when she tried to catch them. A few days later, she would find the tadpoles missing. Only the occasional frog would hop nearby. It seemed like magic. She would have to ask her mother about this later. With questions swirling through her mind, Wangari gathered her basket, lifted it onto her back, and started for home.